I gave you the answer when I asked the question. I said, how long did they let the bread stay there for those 7 days? Well, that's pretty bad when I give you the answer when I ask the question. Every Sabbath day, they cook new bread and put it on the table, and the priest ate the old. Does it say how many pieces of bread there were? Were there 12? I think it's 12. Sure. Had to do with the tribes. The tabernacle, inside the tabernacle, the table was on the north wall. Where was what? Well, we're going to go through those chapters and I'll pick that up. It tells us at least in one place that I marked. Did anybody write down the scripture on where that table was placed in the ark?
26:35.
40:22.
Okay. Thank you. The candlestick was made of pure gold. It had 6 branches and 7 lamps. Does that make sense to your brain? The center stem also had a light on it. A talent of gold was used to make it. The tongs and the snuff dishes were made of pure gold, and it was put on the south wall. All right, the tabernacle itself. This is the actual tent. The tabernacle roof was basically, you might as well say, 4 layers thick. First layer was made of fine twine linen. It's like the ceiling on the inside. The fine twine linen was made up of large pieces called curtains. And then it was put together. Layers 2, 3, and 4 were called coverings. And these two were made up of large pieces called curtains joined together to form each separate layer of covering for the tabernacle. A cubit is 18 inches. The first layer, which was like the ceiling on the inside, made of fine twine linen, blue, scarlet, purple, cherubim woven in it so you could see it looking up. How many large pieces of curtains were used to make up this first layer, Amanda? 10. What was the length of each curtain, Amanda? 28 cubits. And how wide? That's 6 feet. Each piece was 6 feet wide and 42 feet long. 5 curtains were joined together. The other 5 were joined together, and these were connected with 50 loops of gold, 50 tatches or buckles made of gold. The next layer was goat's hair. Did I say gold? I think it's gold. 50 blue and 50 buckles. There may be 100 in all when you add it all up. I don't know. Why? What you got a question about? What do you got? Loop on each side. Yeah, 50 tatches attaching them. Yeah, there was a question about that. Looked like it'd have to be a loop on each side. So it may be 100 in all, but each group at least had 50. How many in... You got that?
Well, I mean, a belt has a loop on one side and a buckle on the other.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So it could be just 50 loops and 50 tatches if that attachment comes from one group of curtains through the loop back to the other group of curtains. But what would it attach to? You got to have something attached to over here, wouldn't it? What? Yeah, I really don't know. That's the way Bob was saying, one loop and one attaching whatever they used to do it with. Buckles made of gold. There were buckles made of gold. Well, that's what Ellen was thinking. Oh, it does?
It says to take hold of one another.
Make 50 loops in one curtain and 50 loops on the end of the curtain of the other set. Of course, that's a New International Version, and I knew some of the guys that worked on that.
What
says it right here in King James? 26:5. Yeah, that verse in 26:5 does make it sound like 100 in all. Listen, there's nobody on this planet that can draw you a scale and have everything the way it was. Nobody knows. You know, when you read this, you know as much as the greatest scholar on the planet that's teaching at Oxford University. This is all the information there is.
Let's see what this means, right? He's the root of how to make into one garden, and
kids and women shall not make in the head of the curtain that is in the cover of the second.
So that sounds like 100.
Sounds like 50 here, 50 here.
50 there. Yeah. And the buckles, buckling them together. That's what it, yeah. I had 50 here and I had 100. I had 100 in all written underneath it. Because that's kind of what it sounded like. It's just hard for me to picture things like this. I'm not very technical minded.
50 or we'll put 100.
I want you to do whatever you feel is the right thing.
I don't really feel nothing.
Well, then don't do nothing about it. Okay.
Well, John, it also says that the loops, they take hold one of another.
By way of?
Passion.
Right. The buckles buckling the loops together.
And a couple of the curtains together.
It does sound like 100 in all when you read that verse Sammy read. All right. The first layer after the fine twine linen. Layer number 2, the goat's hair. There were 11 of them, not 10. Because they're going to cover completely the first layer. Nobody on the outside can see any of those cherubim that were on that first layer. This covers it all. See, they're longer too, 30 cubits instead of 28. Still 6 feet wide. 5 curtains were together, 6 curtains were together. Coupled together. The two groups of curtains then were linked together with 50 loops. I have 100 in all. That's what it sounds like. And they're made of brass. They're not inside the tabernacle, so you go to brass when you start getting on the outside of the tabernacle. Brass altars on the outside. Gold altar is inside. So you got goat's hair, then you got ram skins, then you got badger skins. 3 layers, and each layer gets hairier and more waterproof. Jimmy, you ever carried a badger skin? Somebody said they were pretty heavy, one of them. Take a good man to carry a handful. There's a lot of weight. Well, you've got, let's start with the second layer. 30, 45 times 6. How many square feet is that? 45 times 6, 30. 450 square feet of goat's hair. Then 450 square feet of ram skin dyed red for whatever reason. I don't know. God had a reason for dyeing that ram skin red. And then 450 square feet of thick, hairy badger skin to keep the water out and the sunlight. Make it dark in there. God dwells in thick darkness, it says. So there's a lot of weight on top of this, these walls, these boards. 24, and that's 270, 270, and 270. So there's a lot of square footage there anyway. 24, 27, that's all right.
Isn't 60 times 45 the width of them? There's 10 of them in there.
6 feet times 45 feet is what I was thinking.
That's just one strip.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
There's 10 strips on each.
So you got to add a zero to all this.
11 strips on the one.
Oh, I got to add another one. Somebody help me. It keeps getting bigger. The numbers keep going up.
100 plus 270.
Okay, that's 270. That's 270, right? It's like that. Is that right? He says no. 66 times 45. Isn't that 2970?
66. For that one curtain. There's 4 layers, right?
Well, 3 of the layers is what I'm talking about, and they all had 11.
Right, so there's 3 of those.
Right. The first layer just had 10 of those pieces that were 6 feet wide. 2970 square feet per times 3 for each layer. Wow, it's getting on up there. Got to have another whole what? 2,970 square feet for 3 layers.
Over a tenth of an acre
altogether, huh? Okay. That's Bob for you. Okay, the door of the tabernacle, made of fine twined linen, blue, purple, scarlet, hanging on 5 pillars made of shittim wood, covered with gold. And now that's a clue. If the 5 pillars were overlaid with gold, then it lets you know that the curtain hung on the outside of the pillars, not on the inside of the pillars. If the curtain hung on the inside of the pillars, the pillars would be made of brass. So we know where the curtain hangs now. The five pillars are on the inside of the tabernacle, made of gold. Their hooks of gold, their sockets made of brass. The chapiters, or the tops, and the fillets, which were grooves in the pillars, were made of gold. And God's always saying, remember to make it the way I showed you. Now the boards, made of shittim wood, overlaid with gold, 10 cubits, that's 15 feet tall, if they stood up, and they did. And the breadth was about 27 inches, over 2 feet wide. Length, breadth. There's another measurement here we don't have. It's not given to us. And that is how thick they were when they stood up. We know they were 27 inches, a cubit and a half wide. And we know when they stood up, they were 15 feet tall. But we're not given the thickness.
I always figured being that first time final in and went to the inside.
Wait a minute. Let me get over here so I can understand what you're saying.
The inside.
You're talking about the curtain for the front door.
No, I'm talking about the curtain for the inside of the tabernacle.
I thought it hung over.
Well, I always told you it went to the inside because it said it was 42 feet.
Right.
And the others is 45. So that left me to assume that my board was a cubit thick, 18 inches on each side. I think that's what it figured. I do it all in feet.
We're trying to figure the thickness of these boards here. Thickness of the boards. All right. Jimmy's saying this first layer with all the cherubim on them. Let's have to draw these cherubim in there. Now, how wide is this?
42. They was 42 feet. Those first curtains were.
42 feet.
The first one, and the other one was 45.
And the next layer of curtains were 3 feet longer. 3 feet longer this way. These were the 10 of them on the first layer. The other curtain, the other three layers were 1.5 feet longer on each side, right? 18 inches longer on each side. So you take the next layer and lay it on top of that layer, you ended up, I don't know about the ends yet, with something 1.5 feet longer. Now, why do you think that makes the boards 1 cubit thick? Okay, now this is what I'm understanding you say. That first layer, this is pretend like we got a first layer here of cherubim up here. We ought to paint cherubims up there on those tiles. Now, when the curtains came down, you're saying they came down the inside of the wall?
I think the inside would fit right to the inside like your ceiling does. Because that's what's really showing.
But we can't have that. Because we're told how wide this is. It's got 10 boards, and they are how many cubits wide? On the back side, on the west side, we end up with 10 boards.
Your boards overhang your torso.
10 boards on the back would be how many cubits? How many, Jason?
There's 8 boards on the back.
There's 8 boards, but they got 2 corner boards that they talk about. That makes 10.
And I figure they cover top back boards. Made the inside curtain.
You know how many cubits total on those 10 boards? What, Jason?
You have 8 boards.
Yeah, you drew 8.
Oh, I just have 8?
That's what I have on my sheet.
It's 6 plus 2 corner boards.
Yeah, oh, it's 6. I'm sorry. I thought it was 8 plus 2. 6 points. I'm going by memory. 6 boards on the end plus the 2 corner boards. That makes 8. Now, if there are 8 boards on the back end and they are a cubit and a half each, that's 8 plus 4, 12. Is that 12 cubits the total there? 12 cubits total is the width here for the tabernacle. Is that right? 12 cubits? 8 times 1.5 is 12. That's 12 cubits. How many feet is that? That's 18. That's 18 feet, Jimmy, is all we have for the width of the tabernacle. On this way. The tabernacle is inside of here like this. Somehow or another. Of course, that's not the scale. Tabernacle is not but 18.
On the outside.
On the outside, the back end of it. So when you say it hung down, were you thinking about hanging down inside the walls or outside the walls?
I was thinking it fit from wall to wall.
Uh-uh. Because they're 42 feet and tabernacle's not but 18. So you really can't figure, I don't think you can figure the thickness of the boards by the width of these curtains or length of them. But I do think you're right that the boards were a cubit thick. I'll tell you why. Even though I touched on this before. Solomon's temple was built to this same scale, you just doubled it. This is 45 feet long, the tabernacle was. 45 feet. Solomon's temple was 90. And it does give us the precise measurements of the most holy room in Solomon's temple. And the inside is a 30-foot cube. It's 30 feet straight up, 30 feet wide, and 30 feet long. Now, if we cut that in half, we got to come up with 15 feet inside here. But how are we going to get from 18 on the outside to 15 on the inside? The only way is to have a 1 cubit thick wall. On the outside, then, it would be 18, and on the inside, we'd be left with 15, because it'd be a foot and a half thick walls all the way around. Now, if that's the way it was, I want you to try to imagine 15 feet tall, 27 inches wide, and 18 inches thick. They called them boards. These were tree trunks.
Huh?
Yes, they were. It had to be strong. I mean, there was an enormous amount of weight on top of this. Assembling it, and those, each one of those boards had sockets, and the other had a tenon that fit into the socket for it to fit together like a puzzle. And they were covered with gold all over, on top of the weight of the wood.
John, we have that one beam in our house that's probably 16 feet, and it's about 12 inches, and it weighed 1,200 pounds.
It's 12 inches square?
12 inches square.
And
16 feet long. And it weighed 1,200 pounds.
Wow.
Because when they put it in with the crane, they were able to...
And it had no gold on it.
Had no gold.
1,200 pounds with no gold. And it wasn't quite as big. Well, if it's 16 inches square, did you say?
Ours is 12 inches.
12 inches.
Yeah.
Well, this is over double that. No. Well, it's 27 inches wide and then 18 inches. You're getting into the tons per board. If we're figuring this right, at a foot and a half thick. Maybe Shatine Wood was a real lightweight wood, she said. Nobody knows. I wonder, you know, the tree they call it, as Jim was talking earlier, call it now, some commentaries say it was acacia wood. But I've seen pictures of acacia trees, they're nowhere near the kind of trees that can produce that kind of lumber. And if these bars that ran along the sides to kind of tie it all together, fit it together, they were 45 feet long. They went from end to end. And one of them, it said there were five of them on each side. The one in the center ran through all these boards from end to end, inside, through all the boards from end to end. That'd take a pretty good-sized tree to provide that. And that was covered with gold. And sometimes, according to the book of Numbers, I think you might have read this verse, whenever the cloud moves, it says whether it was a day. Can you imagine putting this thing up and the next day the cloud picks up again? Take it all apart. A day or a week or a month or a year, however long it stayed. They had to assemble, disassemble, load up, carry, assemble, disassemble, keep moving through the wilderness.
Did they get the Shittim wood from the Egyptians?
They may have. And there are cave paintings in Egypt that show forests and animals that don't belong anywhere but in a forest in the deserts in Egypt now. So Egypt may have been a much lusher place at one time before God got there and did what he did.
Doing some kind of trade in the Mediterranean country?
Yeah, could have come from... I mean, the Egyptians gave Israel whatever they asked for when they left. Israel spoiled the Egyptians. They were very willing to give them whatever they wanted just to get out of their country. Gold, silver, They were very rich when they left Egypt.
Do you think they could have been sequoias?
Well, if they had a ship to go all the way to California.
I didn't see one tree in all Israel that would have
fit that deal. I didn't either. Israel was not a old forest type place at all. So we just don't know. It's just a mystery. But they got them. Now, what they were doing carrying them around in the wilderness, did they cut them down there? Were they living there at that time? I don't know. Nobody knows.
Could have just been in the wilderness.
Could have been in the wilderness.
What was needed?
Well, they're not there now. Well, this is just a rocky, barren place. Well, those are the boards. The altar of burnt offering on page 5. This is outside the tabernacle right here. What? What page? Oh, I'm on page 4. Oh, we didn't even go over the boards, did we? Shittim wood covered, overlaid with gold. I think that gold was over the whole board, not just on the inside. If, Jimmy, that first ceiling layer with the cherubim draped over, there's a page that I handed out with the board sheet that shows you how far down the sides it would come, that first layer. It's the length of the tabernacle curtain. It would come down to about, well, we could figure it up. If we got 18 feet here, well, it wouldn't be seen. The boards were covered with gold. We had a total of 30 feet on both sides, and then if we had 18, that's 48 feet.
42.
So it would leave 3 feet on each side. 3 feet up off each side. Now, the next 3 layers would cover them by a foot and a half or so. So the layer with the cherubim would never be seen from the outside. And the boards were considered inside the tabernacle, if that's the case, and they would be gold. Hope I'm making sense. It's kind of hard to keep up with sometimes. There were 20 boards on the south side, 20 on the north, 6 on the west, and how many on the east? None. There were no boards on the east. All I had was 5 pillars to hang the curtains on. There are no corner boards on the east that I know of. I said, how many on the east?
I know, but you said west before that.
I said west before that.
Yeah, no, you said
6. 6, and then there were 2 corner boards that he talked about later.
6, right?
So it'd be a total of 8. None on the east. What?
Did we get 6 right?
6 is okay. But you know you got to have 2 corner boards added to that. So everybody got this? No boards here on the east side. Just a curtain hanging on 5 golden pillars. A curtain for a door. Tenons on each board and sockets on each board were 2. So if we had the boards like this, this board had a tenon here and there, and this board had a socket to receive it. Huh, what horrible drawing. But that's how the boards were made, for they connected with each other. They just slid into each other. Like that. And all of that covered with gold. Just like pieces of puzzle. Snapping together. Plugging together. Now, I don't know that a groove was cut like that. That was probably in the center of the board for each one. It's just hard to draw. The bars were made of shittim wood. Oh, there were 48 boards in all. In a standing up position. The bars, which held all the sides together, made of shittim wood, overlaid with gold, 5 of them on three of those sides, and the middle bar shot through in the middle of the standing boards from end to end. That's a 45-foot long board, and we're not told how thick the bars were or whether they were round or square, nothing. They were just connectors. There were 15 of them in all. They went through rings of gold. In verse 29 it says the bars went through rings of gold. Now that's not the center bar. That went through the wood pieces to the center of the wood. The veil. What three colors went into the veil of fine twined linen? Blue, purple, scarlet. The veil hung upon what? Four pillars on the inside. I do not know what four pillars represent. I don't know. I don't know what the five pillars represent. I suspect it has something to do with the science, the physics of gravity, where you leave the earth and get up into the sky. And these four pillars, I suspect, have something to do with the nature of the human body, the flesh. If scientists were more humble and would seek God, they would find out.
Amen.
But I don't know. But I know it represents something in our world, something in our creation about heaven and the physics of our getting there. They were overlaid with gold, those four pillars. The hooks were made of gold, sockets made of silver. How many hooks were there? I'm guessing four. Because this has four sockets, you got to have four hooks. The veil divided into two rooms, the holy place and the most holy, and the ark and the mercy seat were brought into that other room. Pardon me?
How many bars did you say there are?
Five.
In all?
Five, 15 in all.
No.
Five on each side.
Is that the middle bar?
Yeah.
Well, I put 16 because I thought that one that went through them was a bar too.
It is.
Well, then why would it, if there was five on each of these, on each of these sides, why wouldn't there be 16?
Well, 16 isn't even a possibility. It would either be 15 or 18. 1, 2, 3. You wouldn't have it just on one side, even under any circumstance. But I'm figuring the middle of those five boards is counted as that one going through the middle.
Five, get down the length of it on each side, and five, get across the back.
Yeah.
Get the even number
here
over the shoulder.
Yeah. You're figuring a minimum. You're trying to save wood already. I know you.
I got you.
Oh, Jimmy, the conservative builder. Just whatever holds it up. That's all we need, Lord. I'd like to know how the golden rings and the bars, how'd that connect and steady everything up?
That would be even more weight on the
board. Yeah, it would.
Big golden rings.
How it all connected at the corners, the bars and all that?
That gold is mighty soft.
Yeah. I know gold is soft.
Just about
as I say, you have all the information that the PhDs in the greatest theological schools that the world has to offer, if you know this. You've got it all. All of it. They don't know any more than you do about this. This is it. This is the information available to human beings. The rest has to come from God. Doesn't come from scholarship. The altar of burnt offering. It was made of wood. Isn't that odd? An altar made of wood? Overlaid with brass. Shittim wood, yes. 7.5 feet square, 5 cubits length, 5 cubits breadth, and 4.5 feet tall, 3 cubits tall. It had four horns. They were made of shittim wood overlaid with brass. All the, huh?
What are horns? Are you
on the altar, I can't show you but two of them because I can't draw in 3D. They're little extensions on the corners of the altar, the four corners. They just look like horns rising up. Four rings of brass, the staves with which to carry this were made of wood overlaid with brass, and it was hollow inside to catch the ashes. I think it had a grate in there, didn't it? Mention a grate? The altar of incense, the altar and its horns were made of shittim wood overlaid with pure gold. This is the altar of incense that's right outside the veil before the most holy room. 1.5 feet wide, square at the top, 3 cubits tall. You had to kind of bend over to burn incense on this. And incense represented what? 3 feet. Did I say 3 feet? Oh, sorry. 2 cubits, 3 feet tall. And what did the incense represent?
Holy
Prayers of the Saints. The crown was made of gold. It only had two rings. That's odd, isn't it? It didn't have four so the staves could go on both sides of it flat. It only had two rings. In other words, as it went along, as they carried it was swinging. It was in motion. These rings were made of gold. The sticks that carried them were made of shittim wood overlaid with gold. And he had to burn incense twice daily. Never had burnt offerings on this altar. Once a year, they put a little blood on this altar. Day of Atonement. And on another occasion, a special sacrifice, but that's a different issue in Leviticus. How often was blood placed on the horns of this altar? Let's just say once. There were exceptions. Rare, but exceptions. The laver is just a wash pot. It's outside. It was made of brass and used for the priests washing their hands and feet when they went to the altar or went inside the tabernacle.
The altar of incense, was that every morning?
Morning and evening.
Oh, morning and evening.
It's twice. Same with candlestick. Burnt offerings, you never did that. Okay, page 6. The courtyard was 150 feet long, 100 cubits. 50 cubits wide, and the curtain screen around the courtyard was 7.5 feet tall, 5 cubits. Hangings around the courtyard were made of fine twined linen, blue, purple, scarlet, wrought with needlework. 20 pillars on the south, 20 on the north, 10 on the west, and 10 on the east. But the middle four were used for a gate. And that left 3 pillars on each side of the gate. We're told in chapter 27, 14 and 15 that there were 15 cubits on each side of the gate. That's up here. 15 cubits here and 15 cubits there on each side of this gate. So it had 4 of those pillars used there for the gate. 60 pillars altogether, 60 sockets, 60 hooks. Pillars were made of brass. That's very heavy. The hooks and fillets were made of silver. Sockets were made of brass. Pardon me? What? For the courtyard, how many pillars there were in all? I just said that. How many pillars for the eastern gate? 4. I thought I said that. Pillars were made of brass. They were made of brass as far as I could tell. Anybody have shittim wood? Silver were the hooks and fillets. They weren't the pillars. The pillars were made of brass. Pillars were just made of brass.
Okay.
Yeah, they were very heavy.
Man,
this is heavy duty stuff. It could stand a windstorm. Where were the scriptures for the socket, for the hooks and the fillets?
The hooks and the
socket. I don't know. I don't have that written down. I have the hooks and the fillets where I got that. What's that?
38:11.
The pins were to, what do you call them, Bob? Stakes to tie down the pillars, keep them from falling over. Pins were made of brass, and all the tools and vessels connected with the maintenance of the tabernacle on the outside, especially, were made of brass.
Would brass be the hardest metal they had?
I don't think they were. They weren't in the Iron Age yet. Were they? I don't think so. I don't think God went by what's available so much as what represented something. The oil for the candlestick, pure olive oil, beaten. Holy anointing oil included olive oil again. Priestly garments. All right, John David, who were the 4 sons of Aaron? Page 7. Page 7. This is John David's turn. 7 is right after 6.
Abide you, Eleazar, and
Ithamar. Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar. The 6 articles of clothing, Randall?
A breastplate, an ephod, a robe, a embroidered coat.
That's an embroidered coat, same as we'd say.
A mitre and a girdle.
Mitre. And a girdle. The ephod was, how many onyx stones were on the ephod? 2. What was carved on each stone? The names of the children of Israel. 6 tribes carved. They were pretty big onyx stones, weren't they? Have 6 tribal names on each one. They were worn on Aaron's shoulders, the high priest's shoulders. And the breastplate had 12 stones, a tribe's name on each one. They were different kinds of precious stones. And the Urim and the Thummim, best I can remember, that means light and truth. The land of Ur, that's connected with light, sunrise, it's to the east. Urim, light and truth. If I remember my Hebrew instruction well enough. Upon what part of the high priest's body were these stones? They were upon his heart. What was on the hem of the high priest's robe? A blue pomegranate, a golden bell. A purple pomegranate, a golden bell. A scarlet pomegranate, golden bell. All the way around the bottom of his garment, so that when he walked inside the tabernacle, there was music every time he took a step. It's pretty. And on his headpiece, these words were fashioned on the mitre. Holiness to the Lord. What a wonderful thing. Excuse me, Glenn. Excuse me just a minute. There's an ancient Jewish tradition that around the high priest's waist, somebody tied a rope so that if he dropped dead when he went into the most holy place, they could drag him back out. That is not true. God never commanded Moses to build a rope to haul the dead high priest out of the most holy place. But there is an ancient legend about that. You forget that. We don't need that. What, Diane?
Let's go back on the incense on the altar. It just says every morning.
I think they did it twice a day, but let's see if we run into another scripture. Okay. Did everybody have incense just doing it in the morning?
Yeah.
Morning and evening is when they did it. I just wondered if it was in this reading or not.
Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll run across it. We'll run across it. Okay? We've got that covered. That's good. Got that done, finally.
There is a song in my heart today, something I never had. Jesus has taken my sins away. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Wonderful, marvelous love he brings into a heart that is sad. Through darkest tunnels soul just sings, oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad. We have a fellowship rich and sweet. Tongue can never relate. Living in Him is a blessed treat. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, come to him with all of your care, weary and worn and sad. You too will sing as his love you share. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad, I'm glad. Oh, say, but I'm glad. Jesus has come and my cup's overrun. Oh, say, but I'm glad.
What happened at Mount Ararat? That's what Amanda has on her map. The ark landed on Mount Ararat. Everybody remember that? All right, let's look at Carol's paper. Carol has on her map number one, she's got Midian way too far south. Nevertheless, Leanne, what happened at Midian? Midian was what?
Abraham and No, they were very smart.
Are you nervous? What happened at Midian? I didn't say who was Midian.
I know.
But since you told me,
it
was Abraham and Keturah's son. They were the smartest people in the Bible. What happened where they live? Anything?
Right now, I can't think of anything happened there. I know things happened there.
Something happened there, didn't it?
Yeah.
You did a good job of telling me who Midianites were.
Okay.
Jason, tell her what happened in Midian.
Did.
I'm not asking you to ask me a question. I'm asking you to answer a question.
Esau and Jacob met each other in Midian, didn't they?
You asked me a question.
They did.
Who did? Who Esau, met in Midian?
Esau and Jacob.
Esau and Jacob met in Midian.
Didn't they meet up with each other then?
Are you asking me a question? I don't think Esau and Jacob met in Midian. What do you think, Sheila?
That's where Moses bled.
Moses bled?
No, he bled when he left Egypt. He went to Midian, and that's where he married.
Who'd he marry? He married a Midianite woman. Do you remember that, Jason?
Yes, I remember where that is now.
Yes. No. Who married Asenath? Who married Asenath? I'm asking you.
I think that was Jason.
You're right. Now, who'd Moses marry? Sammy, who'd Moses marry? It starts with a Z and it rhymes with Rippora. Right. Okay, Rebecca has on her map Haran. Sarah, what happened in Haran?
That's where Abraham went when he left Ur.
Abraham went when he left her?
Ur.
He left Ur of the Chaldees and went to Haran. Tell me something else, Mark, that happened in Haran.
His father died.
What? Moses' father died there. It's been a long time since y'all had a test, hasn't it? Abraham's... Who was Moses' father, Mark? No, that's Noah's father. Anybody know who Moses... Abigail, tell me who Moses' father was. Jacob was his great-great-grandfather somewhere down the line. What, Bob?
Amram.
And his mother's name, Bob?
Jochebed.
Jacob was his great, you know, whatever. Okay, Barbara has on map number one, Haran 2. Tell me something else that happened in Haran. Abigail? You are just full of answers tonight, aren't you?
Yes,
you're right. Rob, tell me something else that happened in Haran. Rob?
I don't know.
You don't know. Taylor, tell him.
Jacob served Laban there for 20 years.
20 years he served Laban there. That's right. Doris, tell me something else that happened in Haran.
Got his wife with Rachel.
He got his wife, Rachel. Moses?
No.
Noah?
Isaac?
Isaac did get his wife from there. How did Isaac get his wife from there?
His father's there.
Whose father? Whose father?
Abraham.
Abraham's father.
Abraham was the father.
Abraham was
and
the
he
father.
He sent a servant.
He sent a servant named Put. To find a wife for his son Isaac. Okay. Can you think of anything else that happened in Haran, Jimmy? Who else got a wife from Haran besides Isaac? Jacob found his wife there. What was the name of his wife?
Rebecca.
No, that was his mother.
Let's see, Rachel.
Rachel and?
Rachel Ann.
Rachel and Leah. Mark, can you tell me the name of the two servants of Rachel and Leah?
Bilhah and Zilpah.
Bilhah and Zilpah. Whose servant was Bilhah?
Bilhah was Rachel.
That's right. Zilpah was Leah's. Elijah has... Elijah, the Nile River doesn't count. The word Nile's not in there yet. Elijah has Egypt. Cliff, what happened in Egypt?
They had a famine.
They had a famine?
Yeah, Egypt did.
All of them? Yep. They had a famine. How long did that famine last, Debbie Watkins?
7 years.
7 years? You sure? It wasn't 3.5? 7 years. What else happened in Egypt, James?
Where they had the plagues.
Where they had the plagues? What else happened in Egypt, Aaron?
Joseph's family went there.
Joseph's family went there?
The Israelites
went there?
Yes.
How many people went with Jacob into Egypt? Anybody remember? What?
70.
I think about 70. That's what the Bible says in one place. Tell me something else that happened in Egypt, Lou.
Jacob revealed himself to his brothers.
Jacob did?
Joseph revealed himself to
Jacob's brothers.
Joseph revealed himself to his brothers.
To his own brothers. Abigail?
Joseph became Pharaoh.
Joseph became Pharaoh in a sense, yeah. That's right. Anybody remember anything else that happened in Egypt? Mm-hmm. Travis?
Joseph's family went to live in Goshen there.
Went to live in Goshen, that's right. Elijah?
Plagues.
He's already said that. What do you say, Chris?
Joseph interpreted the dreams.
What dreams?
Of
the chef and the butler? That's right. All right. Diane Kirk has the Red Sea, James Randall. Tell me something that happened at the Red Sea. Why would she put the Red Sea on a map of the Bible study? I mean, what's the point?
When Moses led the people out of Egypt, he led them across the Red Sea.
That's good. That's good. All right. Sheila has Canaan on her map number one. Sister Willie, tell me something that happened in Canaan.
Promised land that God told them that he was going to give them.
That's right. Betty, who was Canaan? Noah's grandson. Why is God going to take his land away?
Because Noah cursed
Cain.
Canaan. Well, because Ham looked on Noah naked.
What was the curse?
Servant of servants.
Servant of servants was a curse? He just looked at him and said, servant of servants. what was the curse? I mean, who was cursed?
All the
descendants
were
going to
be served
to
servants.
Ah, now we got it. Josiah, tell me something else that happened in Canaan.
Abraham and Lot split up.
That's good. Abraham and Lot split up, went in different directions. Amy, who was born in Canaan? Tell me somebody born in Canaan.
Benjamin.
Benjamin. That's right. Donna, tell me somebody else.
Ishmael.
Ishmael was born in Canaan. Who was born in Egypt, Tim? Josiah, tell me.
Ephraim and Manasseh.
Anybody else, Tim? Anybody? Tim, whose name rhymes with roses with an M? Moses? Hey, good, good, good. Grief. Long time, no test. Yeah, I'm weakening. Let's see what Sam has on here. Sam, hey, here's a good one. Sammy has Sinai. Sandy, tell me what happened at Sinai. Pardon me, I can't hear you.
The Ten Commandments were given.
The Ten Commandments, can you name one of them?
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not kill. Tell me another Ten Commandment, Wendell.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and all thy strength.
Well, that's what it means. What, Josiah?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal.
No,
bear false witness.
Honor your mother and your father.
Honor your mother and your father.
Thou shalt not lie.
That's not in there, but it says not bear false witness. What?
The Sabbath.
Keep the Sabbath day holy.
No other graven images.
No other gods is what Wendell was getting at. No graven images. Keep Sabbath day. Or what? Covet. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain.
Love thy neighbor.
Mm-mm. No. Not
no.
Love it, your neighbor's wife.
House. Yeah. That pretty much covers it. Okay. Midian's too far down south. What about Ur of the Chaldees? Sandy did not have put Ur of the Chaldees down here. Oh, I see. Should have marked off this one and put this one. Tell me what happened in Ur, Holly.
That's where Abraham and his family came from.
Right. Julie Askew, has Mesopotamia. What does Mesopotamia mean, Lynn?
The land between the rivers.
Land between the rivers. Who in the Bible story, hands it back, Julie. Who in the Bible story, Lynn, was born in Mesopotamia?
Jacob's children.
Jacob's children, everybody who was born in Haran. True or false, Carol? Joseph was born in Mesopotamia.
True.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
True.
True? Now, we know Reuben was. Who's the second son, Carol?
Reuben.
No. He's the third one. There's one in the middle. Reuben. Who is it?
Simeon.
Thank you, Abigail. Levi. Judah. Dan.
Naphtali.
Gad.
Asher.
Issachar. Zebulun, all those were born in Haran, for sure. And you say Joseph was too? You thought he was? Think about it. You forgotten? No, you did not. You remembered it right. You stick to your guns, Carol. You forgot. Now, there she was remembering the right answer, and she got willing to say she forgot. Now, isn't that awful? What did you do to her, Ellen? I thought you were looking around at her and saying, stick to it, stick to it. I got a partner now, huh? Debbie Watkins. Chris, you know that Pithom was in Egypt? Remember that? He put it in Canaan's land. So what happened in Pithom and Canaan's land?
Pithom was in Egypt and it was a treasure city.
Pretty good, pretty good, pretty good. Pithom's in Egypt, Chris. All right, let's see what else you have here. Marion Sink has Mamre. What happened in Mamre, Debbie?
Abraham was buried.
Abraham was buried there. Glenn, who else was buried there? Just one person?
His wife.
His wife, whose name was?
Sarah.
Is it really that hard?
No. I just have the
Abraham, Sarah. Who else? Al? Who else was buried in the cave of Machpelah in Mamre, close to Hebron? All right, I'm giving you a multiple choice.
Joseph's father.
No, he took them up into the land of Ephraim. I give you multiple choice. Isaac or General U.S. Grant? Right. Who else, Rob?
Oh, I'm sitting here laughing at him.
Would you like a multiple choice too?
Please.
Forget it.
Okay.
We got Abraham, Sarah, Isaac.
Leah.
Leah! Oh! I don't know why you skipped a generation, but... Who else? Rebecca. That's who went with Isaac. That's right. Oh, you mean she wasn't? You don't know? You do know. You got it right. Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Rebecca, and Leah. Who did I leave out, Jimmy?
Jacob.
The three patriarchs and their three wives at Mamre. This one is by Jim Gregory. Jim has Dothan too far south. What happened, Kathy Bartow, at Dothan? Eventually, Ishmaelites, Midianites. That's where Joseph was sold by his brothers. This is Mark Hostler's, and he has Gerar. Doris, what happened at Gerar?
Abraham dug a well
at Gerar?
No, that was Beersheba.
Beersheba dug a well at Gerar.
Well, Beersheba.
Abraham did dig a well at Beersheba.
That's right. Is where he met.
He who?
Abraham.
Abimelech. That's where Abimelech was. King Abimelech. What else happened at Gerar, Bob?
Abraham lied to Abimelech.
Abraham lied to Abimelech at Gerar?
Well, he said that his wife was his sister.
He said Abimelech's wife was his sister?
Abimelech that Sarah, Abraham's wife, was actually Abraham's sister because he feared for his life.
Was that true, Earl? Was Sarah Abraham's sister? This is Earl's question. I don't need any mm-hmms or mm-mms from anybody. I already know the answer. Earl, this is not a long, drawn-out, heavy-duty question here. Sarah was not Abraham's sister. What do you think?
Yes.
You think Abraham's sister was Sarah, right? So Josiah says yes, Earl says no, and they're both half right. What about Sarah has Philistia owned here? Cliff, what happened to Philistia? No bullfights. Sure. Bob has the island of Crete. You can take that one. Can anybody tell me anything that happened in Philistia? Gary?
Philistines lived there.
Gerar was in Philistia. What happened in Gerar with Isaac, Sandy? What kind of experience did Isaac have in Gerar with King Abimelech?
I'm drawing a blank.
You're drawing a blank. Token?
He who? Isaac. Told Abimelech that Rebecca, Isaac's wife, was his sister. Also, just like his father before him.
That's right. Got the Arnon River in the wrong place. Token's got the Arnon River on here. Travis, what's significant about the Arnon River?
It's a great salmon and moab.
It's a great sand in the middle of the what? It separates Ammon and Moab. That's right. It's a northern border. And Lou has Arnon River in the wrong place. She copied Token's paper. But Lou has Bethel and Ai in the wrong place too. And she didn't copy Token's paper with that. You should have. That's right. So, Diane, tell us something that happened at Bethel.
It's near the city of Ai.
That's right. It's near Ai. Yeah. Taylor, what happened at Bethel?
Abraham pitched a tent between Bethel and Ai.
When he first came into Canaan's land, after he moved down south a little bit, Abraham camped there. Bob, tell me something else that happened. No, Earl, you tell me something else that happened at Bethel.
Jacob saw a ladder ascending and descending.
What was the ladder climbing on? Huh? It was climbing on angels? Oh, you saw an escalator. What did he see, Abigail? Tell her what he saw. On whatever it was.
He saw the angels going up and down on the ladder.
That's right. Saw the angels going up and down on the ladder. Very good, Abigail. Was that right, Earl? Okay. Anything else happened at Bethel, Lynn?
I can't remember.
What?
I can't remember.
Anybody remember anything else happened at Bethel? What, Elijah?
That's where Jacob built that pillar.
He built a pillar to the Lord. Jimmy?
Made a vow the Lord would keep him. He gave him a tenth.
That's right. Made a vow to bring his tithes to the Lord. Anybody else? Kathy, huh? Who?
Abraham and Lot split company because of the famine there.
Somewhere in that area. Kathy Tuck has Damascus on here. Jason, you remember anything about Damascus on here? In this story? Maybe not.
Somebody got rescued.
What kind of answer is that? Somebody got rescued. That really, Amanda thinks that's hilarious. He said, me too. Jim, what happened at Damascus?
Lot was rescued.
That's right. What? Who rescued Lot?
Abraham and his men.
Yep. His friends, Confederates.
Was that Damascus or Dan?
It was on the way toward Damascus after he attacked them at Dan. They scattered them toward that direction. That's good enough. Tim Sellers, if he has anything unusual on here. He does have Shechem. Kathy? Barbara, what's happened at Shechem?
That's where Dinah was molested.
Dinah was molested. Whose daughter was Dinah, Julie? Adam? What's your little boy's name?
Stephen.
Stephen. Well, that wasn't it. What about what's his name? His name's Joseph? That's Joel. Jacob.